All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm really excited about our next panel, which I've had the honor of moderating myself, and it's our judicial panel. And today we have a group of very distinguished judges with us from around the country. I will let Paige introduce them, but first I'd like to introduce my friend Paige Amstutz, who is a litigator here in Austin. She's at the litigation boutique of Scott Douglas, where she's a partner, and her trial practice focuses on complex commercial cases, and more specifically, patent and technology litigation, including in the Western District of Texas. And Paige has many accolades, but among them, she is listed as number 26 and the highest-ranked female on the 50 most active patent litigators, both plaintiff and defense, by the Paxia Patent Litigation Report. And I will let Paige introduce our wonderful judges.
Thank you, my friend. It is my honor to be here on this panel of United States District Judges from literally across the nation, from coast to coast, here to tell us insight about their experiences handling and trying cases. As we were preparing for this, Judge Albright said, quote, "It's like the LA Dodgers of the judiciary are coming in town." And I'm not a baseball fan, but I knew what that meant. So first, I'd like to have the honor of introducing the Honorable Beth Labson Freeman. She sits in Northern District of California, the San Jose Division. Judge Freeman graduated from Berkeley with her undergraduate studies and then went on to graduate from Harvard Law School. She was nominated by President Obama in January of 2014. And prior to that, in addition to private practice and government service, that service included being a judge on the Superior Court of California for about 13 years, two of which she was the presiding judge. So please welcome Judge Freeman. Oh. And they humored me when I said, is there a fun fact that I can share with the attendees? That, you know, just something fun. I didn't expect this one, Judge Freeman. In 2022, Judge Freeman was selected as the number 17 most influential people in golf. And it actually has to do with a lawsuit, and I'm sure Judge Freeman would love to tell you the story. It's very, very interesting.
Had nothing to do with my handicap, trust me.
I'm also pleased to introduce the Honorable Gregory B. Williams, who joins us from the District of Delaware. Judge Williams obtained dual degrees from Millersville University of Pennsylvania. He's from Philadelphia. He went on to the Villanova University School of Law. He then had a private practice that spanned 27 years before he was nominated by President Biden in 2022. So he's now been on the bench for over 2 years and trying patent cases about once a week. Fun fact about Judge Williams, he's an avid Eagles fan. It goes back to his roots. But the really fun fact is that his five best friends are Cowboy fans. I think we can all appreciate what that feels like here. Welcome, Judge Williams. And we just went West Coast to East Coast, back to Texas. We have the Honorable Alan D. Albright, the United States District Judge in the Waco Division of the Western District of Texas. He's a proud graduate of the University of Texas Law School. He was nominated by then, now again, President Trump in 2018. Prior to that, he served as a magistrate judge here in Austin and had a very, very prolific private practice, particularly in patent cases, that earned him admission into the American College of Trial Lawyers and American Law Institute. Few fun facts about Judge Albright. He has two sons. He's run 26 marathons, and he aspires to write a novel. And I suspect being on the bench will give him some inspiration and maybe some material. Welcome, Judge Albright. We've collectively come up with some topics to discuss that take you from the filing of a complaint, a patent case, to a jury trial.